You have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail.
Where were you guys last week?
But I was here.
Not afraid.
Oh, that's right.
This is over.
All right, Brain. You don't like me and I don't like you. But let's just do this and I can get back to killing you with beer.
Crossed over.
That was recorded in Jamaica.
Yeah, I think there were some brain cells killed last week.
I think there might have been. Not mine.
No.
I had. Well, I'll let Willie finish singing. Finish it, Willie.
On the sunny side of the street.
I know this makes me look like a pretty big loser, but in a week at an all-inclusive resort, I had a total of 5 drinks. Not even a drink a day. I didn't have one alcoholic drink per day.
That was my first breakfast.
Well, you and a bunch of other people. I mean, and the ones I had, the 5 I had were all like Dirty Banana, Dirty Monkey, Dirty Harry, whatever. Right. So they were frou-frou drinks. It wasn't like I knocked down 5 glasses of scotch. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're tanner than you are. And our core, the center core of our bodies is still warmer from that sun than yours is. And it's what will get us through the next drop in temperatures. We went and we established a body heat core. I don't want to get too
scientific. You have that video of my great tan, right?
Of what?
A poolside, my tan.
No.
Didn't you get some video of my tan that I acquired over the week?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Here.
We'll have some stuff coming up this week.
I'm really slow about figuring out how to get this stuff up so Peon can put it on the Facebook page. But when I finally get it up there, one of the things you'll see in my video is Peon and that deep baked tan he gets.
I look like a local.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You look like a local in Finland.
Yeah.
In Iceland.
Yeah.
We're 3-4 days in, and Peon still looks like a piece of chalk. His legs look like 2 pieces of chalk sticking out of shorts. Well, but you're just fair skinned. You're not ever going to be George.
And my upper
Hamilton.
Body get the got somewhat lobster red.
It got red.
Yeah, but it actually gets pink reddish.
I don't get tan. Right. Yeah. I'm not one of those olive skin people. It's either white or.
Red.
Red.
Yeah, and then you have, we have a few things to talk about here. We don't have, however, a lot of, and there's always a however in life. Any over the top stories, you know, nobody died, nobody got arrested, nothing serious happened, nobody even got sick. Now, there was a lady who was sick when she boarded the plane who ended up in the hospital, but she was sick when she got the Lambert.
It just got worse.
And it just got worse, and she ended up in the hospital for 3 days. And because of her visit to the Jamaican hospital, boy, do I have a story for you. Not about her, but the story her husband told me about somebody he met while he was in the hospital in Jamaica. And I'll tell you what it'll make you try to do. One, try your best not to get sick before you go on a trip like this, because you don't want to get stuck in a country like Jamaica or Mexico or lots of other countries. And you certainly don't want to get stuck when you're, let's put it this way, whatever your means of passage out of there is, if it's gone, see ya, and you're left and you have to fend for yourself and get home, wait till you hear how expensive that can be. And there is insurance you can take out for that kind of thing. So we'll eventually get to all that. I do want to start by saying to the people who went with us, this was the smallest group we've ever taken. We generally have about 100 of us. This time there were about 70 of us, down about 30%. And I think I know why. One, when we threw this out there last year, it was too early in the year, and it was about 108 degrees. Remember last summer?
How hot it was? Yeah, it was brutal. Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to talk about cold and winter when it's hot. And I think the other thing that happened was that it was just a weird, financially, for a lot of people, it was weird. It was an election year, and there are people who, you know, whether the stock market looks like it's up or not, it can make all the difference in whether or not they take this trip or that trip or buy a new car. There's a combination of things, but in many aspects, a smaller group was better because we had a lot of time to get to know. I got to know the listeners on this trip better and spend more time with them than I ever have before. So to those people, I say thank you for making what usually for a radio station is a pain in the butt. Thank you for making it a pleasure and enjoyable, because it's much more likely for something like this to not be enjoyable for people like us. Nobody expects us to entertain them. Nobody is intrusive. We're all just people from St. Louis. Now, the other thing I want to say, for anybody who's thinking maybe next year, if we do it next year, and there's never been a year more in question than next year, but if we do, here's what you need to know. And this is the part that surprises me the most about this audience. The age range of the people on our trip that we just came back from was late 30s to mid 80s. Now that, I want to see any other radio station, any other show, draw that broad an audience where you can have travelers from their late 30s to mid 80s. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can get 100 people together on a trip like this, except this show. And that says a lot about those of you who listen, so thank you for that.
And the guy that was in his 80s acted like he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack.
Jack, yes.
Jack the Wonder Senior.
He put on a show at that last dinner. Did you see that?
He's in better shape than I am, yes. And he's more active than I am.
Yes.
But so are most 80-year-olds. Now, Burke segment, do you want to pick out anything in particular?
Just to the people. I think we had some suggestions before we left. I don't know if it was on the air or by email or whatever, but whoever suggested to go to Negril, I thoroughly enjoyed that day trip. We did a full day at Negril, leaving from our resort, and it was a blast. I mean, the beach there, and I jumped off a cliff there at Rick's Cafe.
Ooh.
Rick's Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
One of the top 10 bars, I think, in the world.
Peon and, jumped off, and we had a couple other in our group jump off the cliff.
Yes. So
and,
that was
and you
the
think,
highlight.
Well, big deal. Cliff, you're talking four stories.
Yeah.
It's a four-story house.
Not
well, don't
Cliff
laugh.
Clavin.
It is four stories.
Not Cliff Clavin. Right.
Yeah.
But, no, that was the one highlight, I think, of the week. The grill was just amazing.
But Burke segment, any particular story? There really wasn't anything to come back.
No,
with.
No, there wasn't.
Except,
this was,
you know, in just some information, things you might find interesting, but no. Oh, wait till you hear what happened. Dan, what about you?
Yeah, there wasn't anything really.
What was that girl's name you brought? You were with?
Me?
Yeah.
Tammy.
Okay. And you brought a girl with you.
Yeah, I did. And she loved it. Absolutely loved it. But, I won bingo.
Oh, now you're
that's a great story.
And then,
that's an exciting story.
No,
that makes this to people who thought, well, I'll bet this is a dull, boring trip. Once you say bingo, now they're rethinking it.
It was poolside bingo, yeah. But
it's very close to cliff diving.
Yeah, it was. It was close. But I beat Peon and Brian in a game of darts. So they lost essentially to a guy
who can't
that,
see.
Yeah.
A blind man.
Almost blind.
That's
yes.
How bad they are.
Yeah. And Peon and Brian both were talking, oh, yeah, I played in bars and I do this. And they're looking at this and they're like, and I won. So I got to go up and.
What did you win?
I won a T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
But they had a big award ceremony that night at 9:15 before one of the shows, so I got to go up on stage and
I don't know how much you hate that.
Get my award.
Yeah. You hate being on the spotlight.
I know.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand that.
That'll be the Burke. We'll close the Burke segment. I do have it. It's officially closed. I do have a couple of things. My when we were leaving a week ago Saturday, January 19th, and we all are at Lambert, one of the guys came out of the urinal at Lambert and said, there are flies in each urinal. And they're not flies like you swat them and they go away. They're deliberately placed there, but they're...
Decals, right? No.
They're 3D. It's actually like if you took a fly and you flash froze it.
Oh,
and you like glued it with super glue.
Plastic?
I don't know if they're...
Nobody wanted to get close enough to really see.
It's a urinal. You're not going to stick your face down there.
But you know what? It's funny. I heard you guys telling that story. And down in Jamaica, in the urinals, in the stalls there, they had decals.
Which were
bees.
This must be a new thing.
I don't get it.
Now somebody said maybe the fly is actually the electric eye that sensors, you know, for when you step away it flushes.
Right.
Okay, and they instead of putting just a little, they put a fly there. I don't know what it means, but next time you go to Lambert, go in the men's room in the new where they've, you know, the new stuff where they've redone the concourse. This was Frontier, and that concourse was all redone and brand new. And watch for the fly in each urinal, which brings me to the Jamaican urinals. Somebody pointed out to me that at our resort, in the men's room, the urinals were waterless.
Yes.
Now, I go in, and I think, let me check this out, and they're made by Sloan. You know, they're always either American Standard, or there's one other one, and Sloan. So Sloan was the manufacturer, and it says, around the drain, something environmentally, something, waterless urinal. Now, how can that be?
I think it just drains down that...
How can you not... have to somehow wash the walls of the urinal with something. I mean, if waterless means waterless.
Maybe they just come in and scrub it every night or every four hours.
That's the only thing I can think, is that on a regular basis, they come wash it, wipe it, and other than that, it's just pee drains through the drain.
And, you know, you were saying Sloan made the urinals. It is amazing the companies that own a specific business. Did you see the elevator?
Otis!
Otis, of course.
In Jamaica!
And how'd you like that job?
I even said to my wife, I said, look at this. Wouldn't you love to be in the Otis family, the heir to the Otis fortune?
No matter where you go.
Otis elevator.
They own the big market.
I mean, is there even another elevator company?
I've never seen one.
Mm-mm.
And how'd you like that job? I mean, I would assume they send people from here, right? I don't even know where Otis is located.
Them?
Oh, to inspect them or maintenance or whatever. So I'm sure you get to go down for like a week to do all the elevators. You're on vacation.
Hey, Bob, we need to go down to Aruba and Tahiti to check on our elevator.
Okay. That was amazing. I did notice that Otis is in Jamaica.
Yeah.
You would think a
local...
Rastafarian elevator company or something. Now, also, the day we left, my wife... likes to talk. She, I talk for 3 hours a day here, and then I really don't talk a whole lot unless I'm with people I'm very comfortable with. I just don't strike up a conversation with people. I don't like to meet people. This is horrible, I know. Somebody on our trip, one of our listeners said that we talked about casinos and gambling. They said, I know you like to gamble. I said, yeah, I do. They said, what do you like to play? And I said, video poker. And they said, what about table games? And I said, I don't ever play the table games. And she said, why not? I said, because I can't stand to meet people. I don't want to sit there in some coughing, hacking, wheezing, spitting, sick, tuberculosis-riddled person breathing and hacking on me. And I also don't want to just get into, you live here? Or you just visit?
Small talk.
Shut up. I'm playing. I don't want to talk to you. So... my wife, at the airport, I'm sorry, it was in Jamaica. We land, and now we're you know, like cattle.
Another long line.
Long line going through that whole welcome to Jamaica, entry, customs, whatever. So my wife can't stand to stand next to anybody more than 10 seconds without telling them our life story. And especially if they have an accent. And this guy had a very thick British accent. Now, I don't do a British accent, but you know what it sounds like. And so she's, where are you from? And, we're from Bristol, Swaddle. Like she's, oh, really? And she didn't know where it is. And so she says to this guy, I'll bet you all were really excited when we came over to play football. And he says, what? And she said, when the Rams, she said, we're from St. Louis. The Rams came over, you know, and played in London. I'll bet that was really exciting for you folks. And here's exactly what he said. Not really.
Yeah, they
didn't give two hoots about it.
No, they're not big fans of American football.
They're soccer and rugby people.
He was probably confused at first because they call their soccer football.
Yeah, he looked at her and he finally just said,
St. Louis Rams.
Not really. So that was the end of that conversation. The other thing that I have to share before we break, because it's such a Dan Strauss story.
Uh-oh.
We get to the resort, and it's a four-floor resort. There's ground floor. And there's one, two, and three, and the top floor is the fourth floor. Now, my wife and I had a room on the fourth floor. Dan, I believe you were on the...
Third floor.
Third floor.
Yes.
So, we were waiting for the elevator, and it opens, and there's Dan with his girlfriend. And for whatever reason, we thought, well, we'll catch the other elevator because I didn't want to get on with Dan. Mm-hmm. And so we're waiting, and it opens again.
Oh, we had our luggage. We had all of our luggage.
Dan, that's irrelevant to the story. Okay? They haven't checked in yet. They're trying to get to their room.
Right.
It opens, and there they are again. They're still on the elevator. So I thought, what's the deal? He said, this elevator, it doesn't go anywhere. He said, it keeps opening and closing. And it
went down, and then it went up.
But it's not going to the third floor. And I said, well, that's ridiculous. I said, look, we'll get on. So we got on, and I'm going to the fourth floor. Well, it opens the next floor up, which is Dan's floor, the third floor. But here's the deal. And I've seen hotels like this before where, for whatever goofy reason, the first floor rooms are 2-135. Okay, then above that it's 2-235. Then above that is 2-3.
All, you always think the second number is your floor.
They all start, no.
But it's not.
No, you think the first number is your floor.
But oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Every floor starts with 2. The second number is the floor you're on. So, for example, we were in room 2434. So 434 is our room. The 2 is in. All Dan is looking at when the doors open is 2, and he thinks every time it opens, he's on the second floor.
We weren't moving.
So he's not moving. He doesn't get off. He's going, I'm trying to get to the third floor. And I said, Dan, this is the third floor. 2-3, boom, boom, boom. And he finally got off the elevator. Only Dan would just stay on an elevator and let it keep opening and closing, thinking it's not going anywhere.
Because the wings, there was a left wing and a right wing, and one was all started with 2, and one all started with 1. But it was weird. We got off on the fourth floor, and our second number was a 3. It was very confusing to figure out. But.
And then before we break, the last thing I'll say is we got my daughter sent me a text when Stan Musial died. She said, just saw the breaking news. By the way, one time there actually was breaking news.
Yeah.
The Stan Musial died. Now, I will tell you that from that day on and every day after that, which was the case every day I was there, my routine is we wake up in the morning and we turn on the television, usually the Today Show, and then we'll check headline news, HLN it's called now, CNN, Fox News, and a couple of networks. The evening after, the next day after, and the following day after that, looking at TV in the morning, after we got up, and then when we would come in the afternoon to get ready for dinner, to shower and clean up, we'd have it on for at least an hour. I never once on CNN, HLN, ABC, Fox, I never once heard them mention Stan Musial's name. Now, I'm sure they did, but my point is this. They beat anything else to death. You know, Lance Armstrong, I couldn't turn on a TV for a week without every 10 minutes, whatever station you're on, beating the Lance Armstrong thing to death. Yet here, one of the greatest human beings and athletes ever passes away, and I don't see one mention of it. Now, again, not to say they didn't mention it, but my point is it just wasn't that big a deal. And you know why? Because it was St. Louis. If he'd been a Yankee, if he'd been a New York Yankee, there'd have been a week's worth of coverage by everybody. They yeah. wouldn't have shut up about it. And I just find that really weird to me. So we have a couple other things. We'll tell you a horror story about the hospital. And it wasn't one of our people, but it was somebody one of our people met in the hospital. And there's a lesson to be learned here, folks, when you travel anywhere, this country or somewhere else, about being prepared for things to happen and how to make it not turn into a nightmare. American Equity Mortgage still has rates and APRs in the threes. I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know if it's going to be a year or 2 years. I'm not going to be one of these people. You better call now and act now, because very soon these rates could go up. If I'm really honest in what I think, I don't think they're going to jump up dramatically anytime soon. But what would be the point of waiting? And the reason I say that is this, not so much because tomorrow the rates might go up, but every day that you wait to take out that loan at these low rates to pay off your credit cards or to buy a car or to pay for a trip like we just took or whatever, every day you wait, you're wasting valuable time that you can take advantage of these rates. While these rates are as low as they are, go ahead, make the move, get the money in you, get your credit cards paid off. Why would you put off paying off, for example, your credit cards 3 months? Even if the rates didn't budge for 3, 4, 5 months, that's 3, 4, 5 months you're just throwing all that ridiculous interest money away on those credit cards. So even if rates stay the same for a while, why would you keep paying off a bad debt at a high rate? There's no reason to do that. Call American Equity Mortgage. Let them get to work for you. They work very fast. Regardless of your credit rating, perfect, less than perfect, they'll figure something out for you. They have for, well, let's see, almost 21 years. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
And it's time to look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Somebody after Highway 270. That's about it. Everything else is just volume building. Westbound 64, southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry is just a bit busy. This traffic report brought to you by TNT's Dallas. Tonight on TNT, the legendary Ewing family is back with all its new episodes of Dallas. South Fork's first family is back with more secrets, schemes, bribes, and betrayals. Don't miss the 2-hour season premiere of TNT's Dallas tonight at 8. Only on TNT. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the Monday edition after a weekend that went entirely too fast, but we'll make it feel like it's still the weekend. Valerie Harper on the broadcast tonight. We'll talk about her brand new autobiography, Gabby Cabby from New York City. Some tech talk from Chris Breen as well. It'll feel more like a Friday or maybe even a Saturday morning. That's tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
It moves you even when it's standing still. It will provide years of supreme pleasure and enjoyment. There's nothing like a boat to connect you with the outdoors and your family. Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart off Highway 55 will be having an open house. You can save the money it would cost you and your family for a day at the boat show, because they will have free food, beverages, and giveaways February 4th through the 13th. Because they won't be attending the boat show this year, they want to pass their savings on to you. Check out Inland Marine's model year closeouts and new products of Rangers, Alumacraft, Bentley Pontoons, Monterey Cruisers, Yamaha, and Mercury Outboards. Jim and Dave have been in the business for more than 27 years. Inland Marine Boats has a convenient location and can give you quality service, a comprehensive parts department, and storage all year round. Their open house hours will be 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. every night and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Go to Inland Marine's open house in Barnhart, February 4th through the 13th, and be sure to check them out online at inlandmarineboats.com.
I bet you I can make you hungry. Tenderloin Benedict, crab cake and eggs, lobster scramble, and croissant French toast. That's brunch at Jimmy's, made to order the way it should be. Hi, I'm Jimmy Christo, owner of Jimmy's on the Park, and I'm inviting you to join us this week and every week as we feature our great Sunday jazz brunch. Our menu features a variety of great breakfast items, sandwiches and salads, and a special section just for kids, all made fresh to order at Jimmy's. Relax and enjoy live music by St. Louis's own Jim Manley and Mark Fredericks. Special drink prices on peach Bellinis, champagne, mimosas, and the best Bloody Mary in town, served from 10 o'clock till 2. That's Jimmy's on the Park, serving that great Sunday jazz brunch every Sunday from 10 to 2, lunch Tuesday through Saturday, and dinner 7 nights a week. Call us for reservations at 725-8585. That's 725-8585. Or visit us at jimmyscafe.com. Join us for a brunch you're sure to remember at Jimmy's.
Hi, this is Ed Wolkoff, president and owner of Beckner Painting and Contracting. I'd like to thank you for your business over the last 50 years.
And this is Jim Wolkoff, the soon-to-be, if I can push him out the door, president, and the better-looking one.
Jim, I'm sorry, but you're going to have a long wait, son.
At Beckner Painting and Contracting, they provide guaranteed quality work at a reasonable price.
We're a fully insured painting company. We've been around 50 years. We do drywall, wallpapering, painting, interior and exterior. We do resurfacing of tubs, tile, kitchen countertops.
If you call 646-7000, you'll get Beckner Painting.
We are not happy with the job till the customer is happy. And we will make sure that when we leave, whatever job it is, that the customer is satisfied 100%.
No job is too big or small.
They're located on Manchester and St. Louis between Hanley and Big Bend. Call them at 314-646-7000 or go to Beckner-Painting.com.
Estimates are free and you might get a chance to meet Jim. I'm sorry about that.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, three of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Give me about a minute, and I'll take a couple of phone calls here. Well, when we come back like this, what happens is we start talking and telling stories, and I realize we don't take calls. I don't want to do that. I want to take a couple of calls. So give me just a minute or so to do two things. One, when I mentioned that I didn't see any coverage, and again, I didn't see it. I'm sure it was there, but it certainly wasn't, it wasn't, not only was it not excessive, I don't think it was even adequate coverage of the death of Stan Musial. By, you know, major networks and stations that weren't in St. Louis. And the other example of that is this past Sunday, yesterday morning, CBS Sunday Morning, my favorite show. In that whole hour, not one mention of Stan Musial. Yet they had time to do a segment looking back at 20 years ago, the day Audrey Hepburn died. And they did a whole look back at her career, and I'm thinking, couldn't you have taken that segment and made that about Stan Musial? Really? Are you kidding me? So again, St. Louis, as Rodney Dangerfield would have said, I don't get no respect. We don't get no respect. Good feet. They get a lot of respect. We had a listener on the trip with us who came up to me and he said, you know, I've never called in, which again amazes me. People so loyal. And you know who this guy is? Yeah. Norm has been on how many trips with us? At least. He said, I've never called in. That surprised me. And he said, but I want to tell you that this Good Feet store, and I think he went to the one in Shiloh. He said, absolutely turned my life around in terms of what I'm able to do and not able to do with just a simple visit to the Good Feet. I said, for goodness sakes, Norm, why didn't you call me, tell me this on the air? This is a great endorsement. So he says he will. He'll share his story. But he shared it with me on the trip, and it's very typical of what a lot of people say about the Good Feet stores. You go in skeptical, which I did too, wondering how much can a simple insert or arch support, what difference can that really make? It can make a lot of difference and has made a lot of difference for a lot of people with certainly plantar fasciitis, the number one people go in for, all the way up to headaches, neck aches, back pain, hip pain, leg pain, things that were hurting you that you never realized until the people at Good Feet pointed it out were the result of the way you stand and walk. And when you alter that a little, many times you take that pain away. One-stop pain relief. That's what I hope you'll find at the Good Feet stores. There are three. You don't need an appointment. On Olive, just west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet stores, goodfeetstlouis.com. Please tell them your AM and the PM. That means a lot to us. We appreciate it. Tony's been holding a long time. Tony, how are you?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, you were talking about those flies in the urinals out at the airport.
Yeah.
I saw those a couple weeks ago, and when I picked up my girlfriend, and I was telling her about it, she didn't want to hear it, but my guess is, maybe you mentioned this, my guess is they put those in there so that we, guys, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to aim for it.
But you can aim for a little target drawn on there. Why a fly?
Well, because you... First thing I thought when I went in there was
it was live,
was real. And so I wanted to hit it to see if I could kill it.
But I still don't know that. I'll tell you something that it makes more sense to me. I was in a place one time, and the urinal had a. It was like how can I best describe this? It was a wheel and a needle, like if you spin on a game,
yeah.
And your pee stream would spin the needle around north, south, east, west, and it had scores, like a dartboard. Pee, and then when your pee runs out, I guess whatever the arrow is on, that's your score.
And I've seen one, too. It's a little plastic soccer goal and a little plastic soccer ball where
you can
just move the ball around and try to push it.
Now, see, that makes more sense than the fly, but I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just something to aim for. How about just aim for the urinal, not the floor?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they would want us to do, but you know, most guys don't really care and look around, and you start before you know it, you're splashing all over the place.
I don't think I've ever seen a urinal where there wasn't a little puddle of urine on the floor.
Yeah,
below it.
The only bad thing about that is for me is those darn things are really cold.
Now, see, I knew he'd do that. I knew he'd do that.
And deep, too. Yeah.
Long wiener comedy.
I thought I would beat Dan to it. So.
Yeah, well, you did. Tony, thanks for listening.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We have time for Emily before I have to do anything else. Maybe two calls. Emily, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
So I don't have any personal experience with the urinal issue. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Right. Oh, gosh, yes.
Go ahead.
I did hear recently that there were some studies about the whole fly thing and that it does cut down on the splatter in public places and that it's all kind of subconscious. They don't want to put it, I guess it's classier than a target or an aim here sign, but you subconsciously try to aim for it. So then, you know, less cleaning up.
Wow.
Well, I guess I'll buy that.
And it makes sense. The stickers, the bumblebee stickers down in Jamaica, they had them in the urinals, too. I guess they put them in the middle, and they expect you to just...
Hit the middle.
Probably the same idea.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah.
All right, Emily.
Well, thanks.
Emily, how old are you?
Well, I'm 34.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Not just thank you, but thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? Now, I see who's on the line, and I also see how much time we have left. And this guy, we haven't talked to this guy for what, years?
A couple years.
And we were just talking about him.
And when you do, it's a 35-minute discussion, and it's on, and that's just his part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, resurrected from I don't know what, the one, the only, Mark from Carbondale.
Yeah.
Mark.
Sir, thank you so much. I've got tears in my eyes right now. And I don't think I've ever cried on your show or on the radio.
I think you have.
But, Frank, I'm just now. It's wonderful. God bless the USA. God bless KTRS. And long live you guys. Let me tell you what happened real quick. Oh, I want to salute Shiloh. You mentioned Shiloh, Illinois.
Yes.
All the men and women are armed forces, United States Air Force out of O'Fallon. Many of them live there. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Now I'll be mellow now. Okay, I'm going to be mellow.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I offended you guys.
Okay.
Oh, can I ask you a question? You're talking about those little pee things. Because I got lost at the St. Louis airport at 12 years old when Ozark Airlines, and we were just talking about this to my cousin, my aunt. She's, God rest her soul in heaven, she died of Alzheimer's. But the last time he talked to me when Mom died, Dad's in the hospital, and I'm not going to say the name of the location because I don't want everybody to run there and think Mark from Carbondale's there. But it's not Collinsville. But thank you, Rich. I used to take kids to, when I taught in Carbondale in Paintingville, Illinois, I used to take kids to Cahokia. But real quickly.
Yeah, real quickly, yes.
I used to think that those things were air fresheners. Are they air fresheners? Or what are they? Oh, but anyway, can I tell you a quick story of what happened to Mark?
Anyway.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Okay, I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
October 25th. I ate too much. Mild heart attack. That was okay now. Was supposed to go in. I couldn't. My goat. And I wrote the book, Frank. I just have to get it published, and I got a cartoon or illustrate it. But sometime I'm going to send you some copies of it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But when the Cardinals win the World Series. I told your receptionist about it. She's a wonderful lady. Thank you, ma'am. I owe you some Burger King or something, some great stuff. But anyway,
Mark, inhale, take a breath. Do you know that so far you've covered 14 topics?
Yes. Yeah.
And you said I had a heart attack, and then you, next thing I know, it's the receptionist. And how are you after the heart attack? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I did have to go back in December. And I had 60% blockage that I just attribute. I eat too much, but I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they told me, you don't have to be so wise. Are you this way all the time? And I just enjoy life. But I love life. I love people. I live near Pinyon Valley Lane in Arkansas. And thank you to the Pinyon,
wow.
Frankel Pinyon family. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm going to go out there. I just sent you guys some pictures. I'll send you more pictures of it. I'm going to go out there and put some trees out there and decorate it, whatever. I'll see if the city will let me do that.
Yeah.
The city of Bella Vista. But anyway, it's right before Jane, Missouri.
Anyway,
Frank. Thank you, ma'am. I just wanted to say, you guys are the greatest radio show. You have the Northwest Arkansas has nothing to compare to 550.
Well, I don't doubt that.
I have told my kids about you, and my goats listen to you. They love you guys.
Your goats?
Goats.
We're big with goats.
I'm going to name a goat after Frank Opinion, but I don't. If you want to start to be royalty, that's fine. But I have 25 of the greatest, cutest little goats. And my book is based on a lot of my goats about the Cubs and the Cardinals, but more like Cardinals. And it's just a zany book. And I would be so honored sometime when I get it done to come to your show and give out books to kids in St. Louis for reading and just tell. I'm going to try to get the profits. And I don't want to see any money on this. But I'll tell you what, Frank. Real quickly, how am I? I'm doing good. I just found out that I just need to keep enjoying life. But don't be so high and lifey. But I don't smoke. I don't drink. I drink water, but I don't drink enough water.
Yeah.
But God bless you guys. And I'll tell you something. My dad loves you. Mother loves you. I told you, I think I told you that back in October 1st or October whatever. You don't know what impact you've had on my family.
Well, Mark, do us a favor. Mark, take a breath. Inhale. Now, do us a favor. Don't wait another, 3 years to call us, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Mark from Carbondale, everybody.
Wow.
And let me just say, if Howie Mandel and Tom Arnold had a baby, that's what it would be.
Yes.
Mark from Carbondale. I hear Tom Arnold and Howie Mandel both at double speed when he talked. I have never seen a guy who could talk without inhaling.
And change subjects.
Yeah. I had a heart attack in October. By the way, your receptionist, I told her, I said, listen, honey, whoa, where did we? We missed a turn somewhere.
Jokes, books.
How did we get
Valley
here?
Lane.
Very quickly, we can go to Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, hi, Frank. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Boy, it's kind of hard to follow over there.
I'm tired just listening to him.
He did something else.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was just wondering, you guys, how was it down there? Was there any nude beaches or anything down there?
Well, there are plenty of nude beaches. We don't go for that stuff.
No.
So, you know, we didn't go there. But, yeah, there are nude beaches if that's what you want. We've been to Jamaica, I think, five times.
Well, one of the reasons I called, Frank, I know a fella, and he worked for Otis Elevator Company. His name was Bob, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he went around and checked a lot of their elevators all over the world. But he told me it wasn't as glamorous as you'd think, Frank. He said it has a lot of ups and downs.
You know, I'm so glad you did that, because this just shows people how tough comedy is. You've confirmed what we have always said.
We got the cold water and the urinal joke.
Sorry. Hey, listen, one last question.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's kind of illegal up here, but down there I think it's not. Did you guys smoke any of that?
It is absolutely illegal down there. It is as illegal as it is here. And I met a guy who had a buddy who decided to buy some ganja, and they threw him in jail, and his group came on back, and he says to this day he doesn't know what happened to that guy. Now, he may have gotten out. They don't know. He said you don't want to go to jail down there, and it is illegal. So
yeah, and one of the locals told us that if you in jail there, they put you in with anybody, and there's just a hole in the ground for everyone to use to go to the bathroom.
Be in there with mother rapers and father stabbers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't.
AM to PM, I'm glad to have you guys back on the air, man. Welcome back.
Tom, I can't tell you how thrilled we are to be back.
Yes.
Where we know in 2 or 3 days it's going to be 12 degrees again.
Great.
Boy, it feels good. It feels good to be part of that. Oh, man. Yeah, you. You don't want to go to jail in Jamaica. This guy said that, and I'm sure, look, they didn't just kill him, but he honestly said, I said, whatever happened to your friend? He said, I don't know. It was a business group. So
it wasn't
like it was
friend.
His next-door neighbor, but every time he tried to check, hey, whatever happened to Ralph? Remember, they threw him in jail? He said, nobody seemed to know much, but he knew that he didn't just get out of there by saying, here's a couple of $100, let me out. He was in there a while. And I have seen a couple of their, what they call jails. They are the most horrible looking brick, just slabs of nothing that look like filth. And they say inside of them, what's that movie, A Midnight Confession?
Midnight Express.
Express. Watch that thing.
Oh, man.
Watch Midnight Express. And you'll never try to take anything in or out of or buy anything inside another country as long as you live. And that's a true story. That Midnight Express is absolutely based on a true story. We got to do a little bit of business here. Coming up before you know it will be Jose Hernandez. And boy, could they use him in Jamaica. They're about 10 years back from a technological standpoint. They have high definition TVs in the rooms, but no high definition TV, no signal. So you're watching old analog type pictures on a high def television. Their phone service is crap.
Wi-Fi is only available in the lobby.
Yeah. It's just sometimes you get back home and go, it really is great to live in the United States. So Jose's coming up. Went in the First Community Credit Union. I know. I've only been back. This is the first work day back, but I had to go in. Had to go in and make sure the popcorn machine was working right. See, I'm kind of a secret inspector. They don't know that. But I go in and I do an impromptu inspection, posing as just a customer. I am a customer and a member, but I've also taken it upon myself to be a volunteer investigator. And I better never find one burned kernel of corn in there, and I never have. It's as good as any theater popcorn I've ever had. I better never go in there and get shoddy treatment and not have somebody say, hey, how you doing? Thanks for coming. Is there anything else we can do for you? It's never happened. Been a customer there now for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. We're all members, every one of us here, members at First Community Credit Union, and we invite you to join us and do your banking there also. Quick email that I got on the Wednesday just before we left. It says, Frank, headed this evening to close on my auto refinance loan. First Community is saving me 33% per month on my car payment. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the email and for letting us know that. And also, don't forget, if you transfer your credit card balances from your current credit card to any First Community credit card, you'll pay 0% interest for an entire year on the transferred balance. Plus, you'll only pay 3.99% on all of your credit card purchases till the end of the year on your First Community credit card. You need to find out more. It is subject to credit approval, and it excludes existing balances on First Community credit cards. Check it out. It's all on their website, firstcommunity.com.
Here's Tim Whalen. Give you a look at traffic right now, Tim.
And you're up and go now. Westbound 70 from 270 to the Blanchet Bridge. Also southbound 270, a little bit heavy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, the usual slowdown, Hampton to McCausland. 270 through Mason. Eastbound is heavy Maryville Center through Mason. And this report's brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, active relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great grape taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Reporting live from downtown St. Louis, Michael Dolby, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
And the world.
Christiana Monfour, ABC News, Tripoli, Libya.
Nick Schifrin, ABC News, Kabul.
The Big 550 KTRS.
David Blaustein, ABC News, Hollywood.
Reporting live from Sunset Hills, I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Depend on it. The big game is fast approaching. And what do you plan to munch on while you're watching? Not the usual boring chips and pretzels, we hope. Before the game, pick up some award-winning, best-tasting, freshest barbecue in town from PM Barbecue. Winner of the best brisket and favorite new restaurant in 2011 from the Riverfront Times. Tastiest of 2010 from the Post-Dispatch Go magazine. Definitely better to munch on during the big game than chips and pretzels. PM Barbecue is located at 161 Long Road in Chesterfield. Check out their menu at pmbbq.com.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Are you leaking energy from your windows, or maybe your siding needs replaced? Please remember, Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call today for your free estimate, 866-546-ROOF.
GE Adora Series appliances in the new slate finish are now available exclusively at the Home Depot, where you can get rebates up to $300 now through January 30th.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sponsors say they're proposing